Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, just for a little while longer. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, and the other books that I have there at jimblasingame.com. Eva Rosenberg is our guest, our good friend. She is the tax mama. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. 126th edition, Eva? Which one? I forgot.
How about the fourth?
Oh, the fourth edition.
Close. Okay.
So check it out, folks. It's very important in all the other things she does. Taxmama.com, is that right?
Taxmama.com.
So check that out. Hey, Eva, what are the rules on remote workers? We got new body of tax law here, don't we, with remote workers because of the pandemic?
We're hoping. Right now, it's kind of a crapshoot. Depending on the state where the company is located, if somebody is working remotely in another state, some states are extremely greedy and they want to tax that remote worker's income in the state where the company is located, for instance, New York or Massachusetts.
Really?
Even if the worker is in Tennessee or New Hampshire or someplace else. And you know, that makes it really complicated, and it's confusing, and it's seriously annoying. And there is a case that is before the U.S. Supreme Court right now, apparently, very specifically, New Hampshire is suing Massachusetts for taxing their workers
mm-hmm.
who are living in New Hampshire working for a company in Massachusetts.
So these people are going to be double taxed.
Basically, so you're going to file a resident return, for instance, in New Hampshire, theoretically a non-resident return, but pick up all of the income in Massachusetts, and then try to figure out which state will allow you to pick up a tax credit for paying the other state.
I've been reporting on water wars between states for years. I never thought I'd report on tax wars.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, it goes back to the jock taxes and stuff that California started with, you know, all of the very high-paid athletes. And if they work in another state for five
right.
minutes, you know, the others, you know,
New York did that too, didn't they?
They'll tax them. Pardon?
New York did that too for quite a few
years. New York had a famous case called Huckabee where the guy worked for a New York company, moved to Tennessee for his own convenience, and
yeah.
New York got away with taxing it. So there is an amicus curiae brief from a Professor Zielinski at Yeshiva University in New York, and there are several others, there are like five or six others that have written briefs to go with this to the Supreme Court. And you know, one of the things that he says, this extraterritorial taxation violates both the Due Process and Commerce Clauses. According to this court, the Supreme Court's longstanding precedent, a state may tax non-residents only on income that's properly apportioned to the taxpayer's activity within
mm-hmm.
the state's borders. And so what they're looking for is having the Supreme Court make a universal decision for the entire country to not allow states to tax non-residents for income that they generate in their own state.
Huh.
They did that years ago for pensions. So and that's where he's talking about a longstanding precedent.
Right.
The Supreme Court made that determination, and when you move out of the state where you earn the pension, they can no longer tax you on that pension income.
Right.
They were. And this is the same kind of general concept. And so I'm really hoping it's not on there's a docket number, but it's not on the calendar yet. But I'm really hoping that this year, so importantly, because of so many people working remotely with COVID, that the Supreme Court makes the determination. And what I'm going to suggest is that somebody who's caught in this trap and has to file a tax return in a state where they don't live, go ahead and do that the way it is. Then file something called a protective claim. File an amended return and write protective claim all over it, the top of it. You're going to do it on paper anyway. And when you do that, instead of the normal 3 or 4 year statute of limitations the state has to be able to get a refund, it leaves it open until the Supreme Court makes a decision. So if they don't make a decision this year, it gives you extra time.
Am I correct in saying that what's going to be determined over the next year or so is going to be major case history for the future of work in America?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many things that are going to have to be redefined and redetermined because people are not necessarily going to go back to their job site.
Right.
You know, think about this. Years ago, the IRS started sending people home and letting them work from home with, you know, extra secure phone lines and stuff. And what that did was it freed up many floors of office buildings where they didn't have to pay rent.
Exactly. Hey Eva, I gotta wrap it up. Thank you for 23 great years. We appreciate you very much. We love you around here. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, and good luck for the future.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, one of our great Brain Trust members, as you know. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you.
And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.